Hello and welcome to Real Talk with RMLS, a podcast just for RMLS subscribers. This is Beth Raymer, and I'm here to bring you the latest news and tips and tricks that will make your real estate world more practical and help your business be more efficient. Today, I have John Ayers, who is our VP of Subscriber Services, and we're going to share some exciting news for new construction. Hey, John.
Hi, Beth.
How are you?
I am living the dream.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Great.
Someone has to.
Future's bright.
The future's bright. We are in a new year.
Yes.
2021. Yay.
Things are looking up.
Things are looking up for sure. So we're going to talk about some exciting news for new construction.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this new tool that we are creating?
I have, and I heard it has an interesting acronym associated with it.
Yes, and we've just released it. It's called New Construction Information Record, NCIR.
Great. So, how does it work?
So as we know, it's a historically low inventory, and realtors representing builders now have an additional avenue to bolster available listings. So the new construction information record gives added exposure to new and under construction development projects, as well as streamlined promotional efforts for similar lots with specific development groups.
Okay.
So what does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, break that down.
All right. So when a property is searched for in RMLS Web, any NCIR in the MLS that matches the area or zip code will be shown in a separate section after the list results. And that's in list view.
Okay.
So right at the bottom.
So on the search results screen.
Correct.
Down at the bottom, when I do a search for, I have a client who's looking for houses in Beaverton, in maybe a specific neighborhood or something, and I'm setting up their search and I do that search, in the search results screen, I'll not only see the matches of the existing built homes that match my criteria, but down at the bottom, I'm also going to see some new construction records that also are in that area. They may not match exactly my other criteria that I have, but they're in the area and they're being built. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
So then the buyer's agent will have an opportunity to say to their buyer, hey, I know that you were looking for, you know, this, this, and this. However, I want you to know there's a new community that's being built just down the street. And it will be available in a year from now, or whatever the parameters are, and give that information. So the exposure is there for the builder, which is really great.
So it's another opportunity for that buyer to say, well, I'm not finding, you know, with this low inventory, I'm not really finding exactly what I want that's already built. So maybe we go to this builder and have a conversation about, well, I'd really like a home gym and kind of maybe even custom build a house that has all the features I'm looking for that I'm not finding.
Right. Exactly.
Cool. Okay. So these records, it's not an actual listing, correct?
It is not an actual listing. It's a separate tool. So a listing agent, so a seller's agent, has the option to enter in an NCIR. Right. They would just go under the tool, under the back office, under new construction. So there'll be a new construction option in the listing load area under back office.
Okay. So usually I go up to the back office menu on the main toolbar up at the top of RMLS Web and I click on back office and then I just go to listing load. But instead, if I'm a builder or I'm a broker representing a builder and I want to add these, you know, kind of coming soon almost for builders, I click on new construction record and type in the details there.
Correct. Okay.
And what kind of information would I be typing in about these?
Anything about the community. It's similar to a community flyer. So okay. You can put up to 10 pictures. There are comments, private comments that you can put in there. You can put up to 5 models. You can add up to 5 PDFs, documents.
Okay.
And you have an opportunity to link listings to that NCIR if you have already started listing the property.
Okay. Once the builder is far enough along to start putting listings in mm-hmm. the system, they can link it. Great.
Right.
So they don't have to type all that detail into the, I mean, I guess they probably would want to type all the details into the listing about that exact specific house that's being built, but.
Yes. Yes.
More so, community details, like about the pool, the community pool and the workout room and the, you know, shared common areas and stuff like that could be in this new construction record. Is that right?
Correct. It would be like a big overview of the project.
Okay. So when I'm driving, I'm going to come up with some analogies here. You just tell me when they start becoming bad. So when I'm driving down the road and you see those big billboards that said, if you lived here, you'd be home by now. And the flags and the balloons and everything on a new development. And I walk up and I get a flyer out, you know, that's maybe in a flyer box on the side of the road there at the entrance to this new development. That's kind of that's what a new construction record is, did in a digital form, would you say?
So yes, that would be in a digital version. So you as a buyer would call your agent, and mm-hmm. oftentimes buyer's agents have a hard time getting information from a development.
Yeah.
So this allows an opportunity for the developer to enter that information into RMLS Web and have the buyer's agent find it and say, hey, I have information on that. In fact, there are 3 listings linked to it. Let's take a look at it.
Yeah. And even better, the buyer's agent could find these records that are now coming up in their searches and go to their buyer themselves before the buyer comes to them and say, hey, look what I also found for you. So that buyer's agent can, you know, be a little more involved and show their value.
That is correct. So this is out for use currently. If you need any support, please reach out to either our help desk or our trainers. They would be happy to show you where that is. But there is a video available, a how-to video. And
yeah, I'm guessing our communications department will be sending out this in our weekly emails and linking to more info.
In fact, they already sent it out in this week's information, so they will have that. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Great. So what are the developers working on now that they just released that?
Ha ha. There's quite a few. I mean, quite a bit, actually. You know, if you ever want to know what our development team has released since 2002, we have a document that you can go and find under the toolkit, and then you click on all documents and just type in the search bar 1030, hit search, and it will pull up our deployment document that goes back to 2002. And we update it. It's just been updated for January of 2021. So you'll get to see all the deployments, and it is over a 75-page document. So I say go check it out.
They're busy bees.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah. So, yeah, I think they're going to be releasing an update for our app, the RMLS app.
Oh, yeah, they're working on that.
In the coming months. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the leadership retreat just concluded, and so they got their development project set by the board of directors for 2021, and they're going to be making some exciting enhancements to prospecting, which we'll be talking about in a future episode, I'm
sure. Absolutely will be, yes.
And some changes to search and search results as well.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. So coming soon, stay tuned to our next podcast.
Yeah, we got some exciting things for 2021 for future podcasts.
Indeed.
Keep an ear out.
Yeah. Well, John, thanks for coming on to Real Talk with RMLS. Enjoy
Always
the rest of your
here.
Day. Good. And thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with RMLS. I'm Beth Raymer. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, please email us to podcast@rmls.com. com. And one more quote here. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. That was Harriet Tubman.
Awesome. Very inspirational. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you. Take care.